Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnecke. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Ripple moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Ripple scores. Leslie goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warnke moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warnke moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warnke scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leslie hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mancuso strikes out. 1 out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warnke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehead for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leslie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Leslie reaches third base with a triple. Ott goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leslie scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Jurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie fields the ball and throws to Gumbert covering. Safe. Billy Jurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurgis is 0-for-2 in the game. Jurgis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to second. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Charlie Grimm. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Lon Warnicki. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bryant moves to third. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Bryant scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Phil Cavaretta now playing first base. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Gabler now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-3 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Charlie Root. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Henshaw. Whitehead moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Ott reaches second base with a double. Ripple scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Leslie bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ott scores. Leslie moves to second. It's 8-2, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leslie scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 9-2, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Mancuso scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 10-2, Giants. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. One out. It's 11-2, Giants. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.